This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. A few months ago, we brought you a story about making imaging machines like CT scanners more child-friendly. The issue was that the devices were so intimidating to children that it was affecting the ability of technicians to get good results. The solution was to incorporate the machines into imaginative scenes like a campground or a submarine, essentially to disguise them. But it turns out that it's not just children who are intimidated. Magnetic resonance imaging, or MRIs, don't necessarily look scary to adult patients, but they do make a sound roughly like this. And that was causing problems for a significant number of patients. One leading MRI manufacturer, Waukesha-based GE Healthcare, has now developed essentially a less noisy MRI machine, one that sounds like this. Richard Hausman is president and CEO of the Magnetic Resonance Division of GE Healthcare. Robert Weisbecker is administrative director of radiology for Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare, whose Elmbrook Hospital is one of the first in the country to adopt the new technology. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us here.
What is it about the process of a typical magnetic resonance imaging machine that generates so much noise?
Well, actually, an MRI scanner is a diagnostic tool which allows you to look into the body. And it uses a lot of technology. And one of those technologies actually is introducing some kind of vibrations typically in the system. And vibrations, as we know from the loudspeaker, are generating noise. And this can be pretty loud, like a jackhammer actually. But we need that to kind of get the images acquired.
So the vibration is a necessary part of the process itself.
Correctly, it's a mandatory part of it. But it was always annoying actually to the patient. So we at GE Healthcare looked at a methodology to get rid of those noises.
Well, and so when the devices first came on the market, was the philosophy simply that there's nothing to be done? That noise was a necessary evil, a trade-off for what the machines were designed to accomplish?
Well, for a long time, actually, it was a necessary evil. It was thought to be a necessary evil, to be honest, until we at GE Healthcare actually kind of had the idea to completely avoid the noise from the source by switching the gradients, as we call them, in the system in a different form, but still having the same performance as on usual MRI scan.
You mentioned that people found the noise annoying at the very least. Let me ask, in a clinical setting, what was the upshot to that? Were patients shying away from having imaging done because they were intimidated by the process?
We at Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare found that some of the patients, because of the noise, would shy away from the MR. Because even with the noise, one of the things that every patient who goes into the magnet, the first thing they do is put earplugs into them. So that raises their awareness of the noise level in the magnet to begin with. But particularly the patients who are coming from an MR from a headache, migraine standpoint, introducing them into an environment that is a fairly loud on and off banging noise is counterproductive to getting a quality scan, because not only is it noisy, as it goes on and off, we at times see patients flinch, and when they move, we need to start the scan over again. So it also expands the time of the exam itself.
Well, and was that the primary way that you mitigated the noise, that you made it better? You gave people earplugs?
You gave them earplugs, you gave them headphones, you gave them music to listen to, you try to talk to them and give them a heads up on when the next noise level is coming so they can prepare for it. But historically, there wasn't a lot to do.
Well, so let's scan forward, if you will, to what you're now able to do. I mean, we talked about what makes a typical MR machine make so much noise. How do you go after the noise in developing the new generation? Is it different work that's being done to generate the same results?
Actually, in the last few years, many people thought about the noise levels in MRI, and a lot of solutions were developed by damping it down to a certain extent. In most cases, also kind of compromising performance. We actually choose a completely different way by radically changing the way the whole MRI scan is acquired. You need a high-fidelity system for that, and we have that at GE Healthcare. And actually, this is a technology which can be upgraded to existing systems, which is also good for our customers because it's an option which they can additionally acquire.
So a hospital such as Elmbrook doesn't need to necessarily go out and buy an entirely new piece of imaging equipment. They would just need this add-on to do this.
Correct.
Can you walk us through? I mean, obviously this is proprietary information, but to the degree that you can talk about it, what's different? What's happening in this quieter version of the MRI machines that doesn't happen in a typical machine?
Well, typically what you do in an MRI scan, you switch on and off very quickly additional small magnetic fields. And those magnetic fields are necessary to encode, so to say, the signal which you acquire so that you exactly know where the MRI signal comes from the body, so the individual voxel. If you don't do that appropriately, you don't have an image, so you have just a mess of signal. So this switching on and off is a normal way of doing it. We developed a completely new technology where we switch it way less on and off, but still use the full performance of these additional magnetic fields which we switch on. We need the fidelity of those signals so that they stay constant for a certain period of time, but they don't switch as fast anymore. And that actually just avoids the noise from the source.
The switching on and off was one of the key things that caused this really loud noise.
This generated the vibrations, and the vibrations generated the noise.
Did hospitals like Elmbrook request changes like this? I mean, was there a venue for feedback? Is that how GE finds that this is really something that patients want?
At Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare, we have, you know, conversations with GE on multiple accounts of what we're hearing from patient experiences, because when they've installed new equipment, they've come up and asked, what are you hearing from patients, good, bad? You know, how can we improve this piece of equipment? You know, and from an MR standpoint, the size of the bore was one that now is bigger than it was in the past. The weight limit on the machine was bigger than it was in the past. So kind of the third one left is kind of the noise that is the limiting factor for patients. And that was the next step that they solved. So when we were looking to buy a new magnet, we answered two of ours with the bigger bore and the higher weight limit for the patients. And the third one was the silent scan, which kind of made it an easy decision for us of where we were going from a vendor choice.
And I want to clarify, your work is with Wheaton Franciscan in its entirety. Elmbrook is the first of the hospitals to have this in place, right?
Correct. Correct.
And how long has it been in place?
It's been in place since the end of November. And since then, we've had, you know, patients obviously go through the MR. The ones who appreciate the lack of noise are the ones who have been there in the past and have come out of the scan room and asked, am I done? You know, where did the noise go? Wonder if we completed the scan. You know, they have many more questions, not understanding that the exam is done, than they would have in the past.
And this, to you, must be a good sense that you've done something right here.
Oh, yeah. We are pretty happy about the feedback and actually also the commercial feedback and success of this new silent scan technology from GE. And actually, we are the first one. Actually, it's very unique for us in GE. And I'm very happy to say also here in this radio station that this was developed here in the Milwaukee area. And we're also very happy that Wheaton Franciscan is actually the first in the Milwaukee area to have the silent scan installed.
Is this where, would you say, you know, realizing that you work specifically for GE, but would you imagine this is where the technology is going? Is this going to be a pretty common part of the MRI equation in the future?
We would think so, actually. There was the bore size, which was for a long time an issue, so we went to wider bore scanners. More patient comfort is the overall tendency. And the last thing, actually, was the noise. And so I think the this is the way to go forward, and we're pioneering that.
What was the most challenging piece of the puzzle in getting this noise to almost essentially go away?
For the system itself, the most challenging part is the fidelity of the individual components of the system. To keep the currents, introducing these additional magnetic fields constant is key for this technology. It's not so much a fast switching, it's the more fidelity of the system, and that's the most challenging part of it.
Let me ask, to the degree that either of you can talk about this, how cost figures into the equation. Obviously, when MRIs first came on the market, these were very, very expensive machines. They are certainly more common than they used to be. But adding something to it, I would imagine, drives the cost up. Obviously, it's a concern for a hospital system. But how big a part of the picture is it for you?
Anytime we buy a new piece of equipment, there's always add-on products to it. And when we go through and evaluate, is it worth the additional dollars that it is? And when something comes along the line of a silent scan where it provides, you know, one of the things that we want to do at Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare is provide the best patient experience. If we can get that piece of equipment that will provide a better patient experience, also provide us access to some patients who in the past wouldn't have had an MR. I mean, the price point has to be fairly high for not to make sense for us to do it, and it didn't get to that degree. But in the past, there have been things that are out there that get to be cost prohibitive from the healthcare standpoint.
Well, right. It eventually touches the patients' lives too. I mean, I would imagine if you could devise, you know, there are people that think a flu shot hurts a lot, and you could devise a flu shot that doesn't hurt, but it costs $1,000, people probably would stay away from that flu shot.
Correct.
We at GE Healthcare actually are looking really for create productivity for our customers. I mean, if I recall back, I mean, MR is now around about 30 years old. Actually, last fall, we had a celebration of 30 years of high-field MRI. If I look back, I personally started in 88 doing MRI development. And at that time, the scanners were actually less performant, definitely less comfortable, but at least the same price, if not higher price. So we as GE Healthcare try to make it more performant using new patient comfort technologies, but at a more aggressive price point. So that's basically how we try to get productivity into the system.
Are we at the point with imaging technology that we're now able to think more about patient comfort and less about getting the results?
I would say it's both. It's patient comfort and it's new applications. Think about all the degenerative disease issues like Alzheimer and Parkinson. MRI is a great non-invasive, non-radiative technology to find those little subtle things. We just do a nice, interesting cooperation with the NFL to find early signs of concussion for the football players or any kind of sports, actually, even the army personnel. So those are things where we work hard on new applications as well.
Well, and let me ask this, because as you say, MRI is non-radiative. There was this op-ed in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago about, a couple of doctors criticizing the overuse of CT scans and the dangers of unnecessary radiation. Do you see MRI playing a larger role? Obviously, there are differences in the applications of MRI versus CT, but is this one of the answers to that equation?
I would say also in CT, we at GE Healthcare, we are pushing a lot the low-dose aspects of CT as well. So this is actually going to the right direction, and there are real worlds about between the older technologies in CT and today's technology. So I would say CT is advancing also very much. Overall, we see from the MRI business globally and also in the United States actually more usage of MRI.
Rob Weisbecker, are you in Wheaton Franciscan sensitive to that issue of overuse of CT or other imaging?
Right. I mean, we monitor, you know, how much imaging we're using by physician at times. We want to make sure that we're doing the appropriate scan for the right reason at the right time, and continuing evaluating what our dose strategy is, and also balancing are they in the right modality when they're having an imaging test done. And that's something that you'll see over the next couple of years will continue to become more and more important as the technology gets better for reducing dose, and also the technology gets better for us to monitor patients' dose and provide them what dose they're getting for each exam that they get.
Where is MRI going beyond this? Imaging is better than it's been. The noises now can be less of a concern than it has been. What are the hurdles yet to clear in MR?
What we are doing at GE Healthcare is actually pushing the envelope in spreading MRI as a technology globally much more than it was in the past. I mean, we have now under development solutions for emerging markets. We have solutions for very interesting solutions for newborns, for earlyborns, for solutions putting the MRI into the NICU itself so that you don't have to transport the babies in the hospital. So what we want to create is reach for MRI as a technology globally as well as to new patient groups.
Well, very good. Richard Hausman and Rob Weisbecker, thank you both so much. Much appreciated.
Thank you for the time.
Thanks for the time. You're welcome.
Richard Hausman is president and CEO of the Magnetic Resonance Division of GE Healthcare. Robert Weisbecker is administrative director of radiology for Wheaton Franciscan Healthcare. There's a link to more about GE's silent scan technology from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. A quick break now, and then writer Liam Callanan explains why red balloons are on his mind and seemingly everywhere. This is Lake Effect on WUWM.